Alors, pour la période de questions, for the period of questions, s'il vous plaît, accueillons le réalisateur ainsi que deux acteurs du film. Please welcome the director of the movie and two actors. Please welcome Alexander Rockwell, Seymour Castle et Matt Bong Jr. Said in the film and putting it all over the film to get more out of it. You only gave me 2 hours. But you guys have any questions for these guys or anything about the film? Anybody? Anyone? Any brave soul?
Where were your locations?
We shot mostly in Los Angeles. And Salt Sea and some in Mexico too. We had to piece a lot of the end of the film. In fact, the end of the film was in about 5 different locations. Seymour's scene was shot in a bar in Hollywood, and Mark Boone was all over the place. He was in Mexico. He was in a bar. He was in at a pool. It all looked like one location. It was about 5 different places, thousands of miles away from each other. Kind of worked out. Hang on, Seymour. Hi, Seymour.
You had a really eclectic cast. How did you round up all these people together?
As Seymour says, it was money. It was a lot of money.
We owed him.
Oh, big time.
Money we owed him, so we bought our way out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she said it was an eclectic cast. How did I get all the cast? But actually, I had a history with most of these guys. I'll pass the microphone to them. But
I did it so I could work with Lana.
Yeah, Lana. There's Lana. Lana, stand up just for a second. Lana's in the movie. There she is. But I had a history with these guys, both of them, in individual ways. We've both come. Boone and I are from this, pretty much made our bones in the same area of New York. And Seymour and I met after the passing of John Cassavetes. We said we were going to work together. And we did. We made In the Soup, and I love working with him. I want to work with him more. I understand.
Everybody that was in the soup, in the soup, was in this movie.
Okay.
I just saw so many friends I hadn't seen in a while, and Carol Kane and just people that we'd worked together and we knew each other in New York and knew each other's work. Alex has an irresistible, charismatic, you gotta be in this, And you do it for him because you love him. And he loves film, and he loves actors. And unfortunately, he loves the Boston Celtics, too. But that's a different world. But you can drive him crazy if you tell him the score of the game. It was great. I mean, to see Boone, I really loved you in this movie. Steve reminded me of what Carol Kane looked like in about another 40 years. And we kept kicking. I get that tell Steve. And to see Alex, charisma, and his sense of joy, and that he loves performance and loves to watch you perform for him. So it's goofy and it's silly and it's interesting that you can be. He's a pleasure to work for. But I don't know where he gets the money. Where do you get the money now?
I don't know. Boone from where we get the money.
I thought you said that in the beginning.
Yeah, I said some of that in the beginning. It was peace, it was all over the place. Another question?
Alex, what's your inspiration to write the script, all these ideas?
Sometimes it's strange. It's almost like being, the scene in A Clockwork Orange when his eyes are pasted open and he's having to watch, you know, the movie. I feel like that when I watch, you know, my own movies, because it's almost, first of all, it's a million things you'd want to do differently if you could, but the ideas come from, you know, I think digesting a lot of my relationship with the craziness and absurdity of trying to make movies and relationships, friendships, in, you know, what you think are friendships maybe in this business and then what aren't. And I'll tell you, these two guys are my friends. And not, you know, you meet a lot of people when you make films or in this business, they act very friendly. You know, I've always been struck when I went to Hollywood how many people kiss you. You know, you don't know. But, I guess the inspiration was, the ideas all come from friendship. All right, but it's digesting a lot of my experiences, I think, trying to make films.
I think this is an example of Alex doesn't, it's kind of coming from inside someone, you know, and I don't know that he really knows what the movie's about somehow, you know, and because I thought that I was playing the one side of him, and Peter was the other side of him, like the side that, you know, Hollywood or making movies is really a difficult thing, and it rips you apart, and you know, that's kind of the side of Peter who's just really had enough of that. And I always thought when I was making it that Jack is the side you just can't keep down. You just cannot keep that guy down. So.
That's very sweet, actually. I like that. I like this side. I like this side.
Yeah, I like that side too.
Where's your mom?
I like that side a lot.
There she is, baby hi.
I would like to ask Seymour a question.
Yes, I'm married.
I'd like personally to know, you played with Cassavetes, obviously, throughout his career.
Yes, I was very
And now well. You're playing with my son. And I would like to have you tell the people how different an experience it was between one and the other, or how perhaps similar.
Well, you're right. There are similarities, and John was really about performance. I mean, he loved to watch actors, but you had to have to enjoy what you were doing. If you were playing a mean person or a loving person or just whatever the character was, he had to see you enjoy that. And Alex is this way too. And there's the child that is in a filmmaker, no matter whether it's Alex. Whether it was John, and he was as tough with his wife as with anybody, because she was a beautiful woman and a wonderful, great actress. And when he sees you just walking through it, you get mad. And, you know, and sometimes you get tired. You're there for 10, 12 hours and your energy goes down. And so John used to, he would just cut and say, let's go home. Let's go home. You know, the girls have been working since, 6:30 in the afternoon. It's now, it's 3:34 in the morning. We'll go home. And we go out and play basketball. You know, the guys in the crew and all, and then even when I started my part, with Faces. But, and Alex is the same way. He's a big kid. You know that. You know, there's a big child in him. He loves to play, and he's a great father, and he finally got the right wife, and he's got a lot of and the little guy, he's not here tonight, he's not up this way. There's It's like working two different people, but with the same people. You know, and you can get him mad, and then you laugh. Because you say, no, I don't want to do it that way. Why would I do it that way? He said, but I think it's the right way. I said, no, I'm right. She's wrong. She should be my wife. And I'm talking about working with Jenna, you know, the love streams. And he said, well, why are you so hard with her? Well, so mean. I said, would you be that way with Betty? That was my wife. And I said, sure I would. He said, but why? I said, because she's possessive and she overloves the child. You know, and it's, and Lana, don't get mixed up. I mean, don't let that confuse you. But what it would be, he said, you wouldn't do that with Betty, but I said, damn right I would. Because mothers can overmother. You know, and Jenna played a character that was like that. So she said, well, and so on. I said, John, look, if I'm nice to her now, if I'm divorced her in this movie, I'll never be married to her anymore. He said, you son of a bitch. I mean, it was the fun of making movies with guys that are like John and like Alex and Boone, and the fun that you can have with them. And, you know, and I never, I mean, I've known Boone a long time, and I don't know how you ever worked with Steve. You know, I mean, with those goofy out, that was unbelievable, man. That looked like Carol Kane 40 years from now. I mean, with that curly hair. And only Alex could talk him into doing that. And it was funny. It was great. That's all he wants to do, and have beautiful children and a gorgeous wife. And that's, he's got that, but he still has to make the movies he wants to make it. You have to read it, and sometimes he rewrites it. You're able to change things when you get a rhythm with people. And I always had that with John Cassavetes. I mean, you know, it was fun to, you know, say, I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do it. I'll do it tomorrow. What do you mean you're not going to do it anymore? We've got an hour and two left. I said, so what? I'm tired. He'd get pissed and he'd walk off and I'd say, okay, for Christ's sake, you big baby, I'll do it. You know, and you go back and you do it. And we're all people, and we're all, our emotions wear down on us. And with a director, they can wear you down. And John would do that.
When he'd see you getting tired,
we can't hear you.
What happened?
They're turning you off.
And then,
So, hold on a minute. It's what we do, you know, and we look to the director for guidance, and we like to think we do it on our own. You know, we don't, but we get the guidance from the actors we work with. And that's, you know, you can see them buying into what you're saying and what you're selling. And that's. Your son's crazy.
I think the joy that you
can't hear you
earlier. Can you hear me? No.
We need the mic.
Yeah. The joy of what I mean. What I see that's similar between
Cassavetes, what I recognize in the way Cassavetes. And the way that Alex worked is that they both allow something to develop, you know, rather than, these are the lines, you will do the lines, I will tell you where to go, I will do, you know, this is where the camera's going to be, and, you know, just go, no, which is a lot, unfortunately, the way a lot of directors work.
I want it this way. This way.
Well, or just, you know, they set up the camera and go like, okay, that's the way it's going to be. Do your thing inside of that. That is not the way either one of those directors work. And it allows you to really, you know, find what
Thank you.
Alex, your movie, you put some kind of message from Hollywood, I don't know, probably because I have a lot of groups in the movie, how hard to finance a movie, and people involving money. Did you think about that or no?
No, it's funny because I don't think of the movie as a Hollywood movie or about Hollywood. I think it's a story about friendship and a person finding himself. It happens to be set. In fact, in retrospect, I almost regret that it's in the setting of Hollywood. It's just a situation where somebody is trying to find himself and he finds it through friendship, you know. And I would just add really quickly. I would just say that I think that Seymour actually helped me when I worked with him on The Soup about working with actors. One of the things that I would say to any young director or when you direct, I always cringe when I hear stories about how some director went up to somebody and said, think of a horse's ass, and then goes action, you know, and to get them to laugh or to cry or whatever. I think that's bull crap. I think that what you do with an actor is you're an audience and you let them surprise you. I mean, the only fun of directing, I say with both of these guys, when I was in the bar shooting Seymour, for instance, at the end of the movie, when he was doing his lines, I didn't think I was anywhere. I just was an audience. I was like eating popcorn and I was watching him and I couldn't eat popcorn because it ruined the soundtrack. But I just wanted to watch him and I didn't really want to say cut. You know, in fact, I kind of regret that scene didn't go on longer. It's really fun to watch guys like Boone and watch Seymour. That's the best directing you can do. And I feel, I'll let these guys, if they want to say something about it, but I feel actors like to feel they're being watched by someone who cares about them and who's an audience. They like to feel that. They like to feel that the person's not sitting there going, do it this way, or I'm going to trick them into thinking that they're going back into their childhood to cry or whatever. They want to feel that someone's there watching them and enjoying it. And I enjoyed watching these guys. I enjoyed them, both of them, a lot. So I like to work with actors who make me want to watch them. That's really what it is. You say action, and you watch, and then you idiot. And if you feel that they're not, even if you feel they're not doing it right, or if you feel that they're not doing it right for themselves, they're not connected, or in some way, if you can help them, I think then you'd say something. But basically, it's them. It's all them.
Boone is. It's the first time I'd worked with him, and I knew his work, but it was really the first time we worked with him. And I'm glad I did get to work with him because he's a fun actor to work with. You can see him light up when you do something, and he doesn't. He knows what you're going to say, but it's the way you say it and the way you sell it.
He doesn't get enough opportunities in my mind to be funny. He's a really funny guy. I think a lot of people cast him. Everybody. Everyone gets cast in type, but. Boone is a very full of life and full of fun, and a lot of there's something like Seymour's is almost childlike in him too. I relate to, and innocent. Any more questions?
I guess like in the sort of style of Cassavetes and maybe Altman, do you like working with the same cast of actors all the time so that you get to know them and you get to know their style and
she asked if in the style of Cassavetes or Altman is it fun to work with the same actors all the time. If I didn't have to worry about casting for movies and I could just work forever with the people who I know, I would do that forever. I would open a theater if I was a multimillionaire or if I could find a way to make movies forever without having to worry about the casting and equaling financing at some level, I would work with the same actors just because I feel that it's like being with your family. You can get to the truth. You sit at dinner table.
And each movie evolves, right?
Excuse me, and you have to say, can you pass the gravy? Have you had enough? And you can say, give it to me, or you can reach into someone's plate and take a bite. That's what it's like working with people who you're like, I want to work with these guys again because I don't have to pretend. They know when I'm full of crap, and they know when they're trying to get away. Maybe I'm not even trying to get away with anything. It's just that you can get direct. You don't have to worry about hurting everyone's feelings or you can be honest.
And you can get some kind of evolution of the acting process each time. It becomes more organic, right?
I think so. It gets better.
Yeah.
I I kind of like watching the movie tonight with you guys on one level, because I realize it's the most, I'm not getting any better as a filmmaker, and that makes me feel good. It makes me feel, and I don't misinterpret that, but I look at it, it looks like an 18-year-old made the film, and I'm almost more proud of that than I am of anything in the film. When I watch the film, I realize the professionalism is not what I'm interested in. What I'm interested in is losing myself in a film a little bit and trying to find something. And you don't always hit it. You know, artful things are looking for diamonds in the mud, and you have to try for them. And you know, times you hit it consistently, and sometimes you hit it upon occasion. But it was really nice to see the film tonight for myself, to see that it's not a product. It's, you know, my mom's father said, he told me when I was a little boy, he said, a work of industry is judged for its lack of defects. And that's like a lot of Hollywood movies. You know, you go in, you gotta go get on a ride, and then you leave. And then, you know, maybe you forget it completely. But a work of art is judged for its presence of qualities. So that it really, the two don't work well together. Industry and art don't always work well together, because one is about smoothing out the bumps, and the other one is about all about the bumps. So anyway, I just would just say
good
that
answer.
I like the bumps and the knocks. You can't have one without the other.